This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump made official this afternoon what had been rumored for days. He is going to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital and start the process of moving the American embassy there from Tel Aviv. It's a decision, as you know, not without controversy in a region with enough divisions and disputes to go round, divisions that are reflected in Jerusalem's economy, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
Jerusalem is a city that, despite regular conflict, still manages to keep functioning. In recent years, relative calm has allowed Israel's economy in general to improve, and some of that economic growth is visible in the capital. Real estate, for one, is booming. But
the important thing to know about the economy of Jerusalem is that it's a divided economy. The city is a divided city.
UCLA's Sari Makdisi says Palestinians living in Jerusalem's eastern districts often don't see the same benefits as the Jewish citizens in the west of the city. Those divisions show up in terms of who gets jobs and where improvements happen. Or don't, says Natan Sachs at Brookings.
You're going to see the eastern part of the city, including in terms of infrastructure, lagging behind. And the ultra-Orthodox part of the city, there you're going to see lagging behind as well.
Many ultra-Orthodox Jews do not work traditional jobs, and Sachs says they're about 20% to 30% of the city's residents. Another third are Arab Israelis or Palestinians.
The Jerusalem economy might be the first part of the Israeli economy to be hit, in particular because it's the central topic of this whole morass that we might be entering.
Any protests or violence could deter tourism, a big industry in the Holy City, or make it a less desirable location for investment compared to the business hub of Tel Aviv. John Alterman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says it will be a while before Trump's policy change starts to affect Jerusalem's economy.
I don't think any of this is happening soon. It takes, you know, years and years and years to build a new U.S. embassy, from acquiring the land to developing the plans to construction and everything else.
And that process is just beginning today. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.